I encouraged Maria to look at Kristen and then asked, "So what happens when you look at her?" Maria angrily said, "Nothing." A witness would see how you stiffen as you look at your real mom, and angrily say that you feel nothing, I noted. After a long silence, I asked again, "So, what happens now?" Maria looked slightly more collapsed and repeated, "Nothing." I asked her, "Is there something you want to say to your mom?" Finally, Maria said, "I know you did the best you could." And then moments later, "I wanted you to protect me." When she began to cry softly, I asked her, "What is happening inside?" "Holding my chest, my heart feels like it is pounding really hard," Maria said. "My sadness goes out to my mom, how incapable she was of standing up to my father and protecting us. She just shuts down, pretending everything's okay, and in her mind it probably is, and that makes me mad today. I want to say to her, 'Mom, when I see you react to Dad when he is being mean, when I see your face, you look disgusted, and I don't know why you don't say, fuck off. You don't know how to fight. You are such a pushover. There is a part of you that is not good and not alive. I don't even know what I want you to say. I just want you to be different. Nothing you do is right. Like you accept everything when it is totally not okay.'" I noted, "A witness would see how fierce you are as you want your mother to stand up to your dad." Maria then talked about how she wanted her mother to run off with the kids and take them away from her terrifying father. I then suggested enrolling another group member to represent her ideal mother. Maria scanned the room again and chose Ellen, a therapist and martial artist. Maria placed her on a pillow to her right between her real mother and herself and asked Ellen to put her arm around her. "What do you want your ideal mother to say to your dad?" I asked. "I want her to say, 'If you are going to talk like that, I am going to leave you and take the kids,'" she answered. "We are not going to sit here and listen to this shit." Ellen repeated Maria's words. Then I asked, "What happens now?" Maria responded, "I like it. I have a little pressure in my head. My breath is free. I have a subtle energetic dance in my body now. Sweet."